It's pointed out by an astute listener that we just took a text from a guy who looked at last night's single game, a Tiger win, no less, mm-hmm. and said, am I the only one seeing the bigger picture? And then he zooms in on one game, a win, and says it's disturbing because they only won by one game. Bigger picture, and then he zooms in on one game, a win, that's a one-run win, and says, am I the only one that's concerned?
I think you're the only one that looked at it and worded it that way, yes.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think that it's a good point.
I understand what his point was.
I kind of do, too, it's funny to...
Struggling against a White Sox team, 13 strikeouts in the game, and yes, came away winning that game 2-1, but it's not because your offense was so great. Your starting pitcher got hit hard, even though they didn't drop in for hits. I can understand that, but like people have said before, that is baseball. That does happen.
Yep.
And some guys, some pitchers are just, they can get away with that, and they'll pitch to the contact and they're okay with it.
I mean, I guess, I'm looking for larger sample sizes to signify a turnaround. Yep. And that's why I thought the 9-14 stat, 9-5 in their last 14 games felt good. Felt like, okay, they're starting to stack some wins here and, get back to it. But last night's game doesn't mean victory laps. Let's be clear about that. But they're trending in a much, much, much better direction. And they are getting results out of games where they're using some of these players that they acquired at the deadline. Not all of them, that is for sure. There's a little bit of scattershot approach. We're gonna take a whole bunch of swings, some of these more minor moves that could be significant, could be important. But we'll see over time if they are. Nice to get the win last night, that's for sure. Okay. If you were watching the game on TV, I don't know what the radio call said about it. The TV crew was stunned that they got hit by that rain.
Yeah.
Stunned. They did not see that coming. They had no idea. And when the rain came, I mean, it was, hey, pair up the animals. It was really, really coming down.
Epic.
Yeah. When has that happened to you? Where you got hit with a unexpected, absolute, massive storm like that? Where were you when a storm like that came out of nowhere and blasted you? Because now maybe I wasn't paying attention to the weather in Chicago. Maybe the radio crew said, hey, we might have some storms gathering. The TV crew seemed completely shocked. Like, where did this come from? Wasn't that your takeaway?
Completely my takeaway. And for me, I remember years ago, it would have been like 1990-ish, somewhere in there, was up north in the UP with some friends. We were staying at a buddy's cabin up there for a couple of days, and we had gotten to take, we were going to go on a, take some canoes out in a private lake up through some trails. So you had to have a padlock and key to get through some of these trails up in Naubin Way, Michigan. And they did. So we went and got.
So wait a second. They had padlocked rivers?
They had No, it weren't rivers. There was a lake. It was a private lake in the middle of the UP.
All right.
In Naubin Way. And we have to go through all these weird trails and have no idea where we're going, right? Okay. We're trusting the person who's driving because they live up there, or they've lived up there for years. We're okay, we got it. Get there, get onto the lake. It's a beautiful day. And we've got like 10 guys and 4 different canoes or whatever, and everybody gets in the canoes. We're out there. We're going to do some fishing. We got beer. We got bait.
It's perfect.
We're ready to go. Middle of the lake, and we're not out there for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, everything changes. Because this is well before you have your cell phone. You know, we're not really paying attention to watching, the news the night before to see what the weather forecast is going to be.
Right.
We're like, we're on vacation. It's supposed to be great. Let's go. The skies turn black. It unleashes hell. It's the middle of this. It's like this time of year, right? So it's hot. It's like 90, and all of a sudden,
fury.
It rains like crazy, and then the hail comes down, and it's a hailstorm that is producing like golf ball sized hail. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable, and we're in the middle of this lake, and it's not a big lake. You know, it's not a power sports lake. But it's big enough where, like, what are we going to do? Everybody starts to try to paddle to get to shore, and it's going to take a few minutes to paddle to get to shore. In the meantime, you are getting pelted by this hail, and it was constant. This thing went, it rained down like with hail. What seemed like a half an hour was probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was so bad that we were trying to protect ourselves. And my buddy and I said, we're going to flip the canoe over and we're going to get underneath the canoe and tread water underneath the canoe so we're protecting ourselves from the hail. It was that bad. And we are just hearing the canoe get just destroyed by all this hail.
Wow.
And in the meantime, because we're able to tread water, we can also kind of swim the boat towards the shore as best we can. But it was a storm that came out of nowhere, lasted for about, I mean, the hail was done after like 10 minutes or whatever it was, but the rest of the rain kept going for the next 45 minutes, and then we all just bailed and went back to the cabin.
My wife and I got talking about this, and there was, you know, we were one of our trips out west, weren't expecting it, walking in Tahoe City on the western shore of Lake Tahoe, huge storm out of nowhere, didn't expect it, grabbed the kids and sought shelter in a bar. Just good parenting, you know, wanted to make sure that they, there was that one. There was one at Rocky Mountain National Park, but the one I'll share was Pine River. We're canoeing on the Pine River.
Up north?
Yeah, where the canoes like filled with water. They were trying to get everybody off the water. There was lightning. I mean, it was scary. And that was out of nowhere as well. We had no idea that it was going to rain and we were not prepared for it at all. The Pine River was west of Cadillac. I think we stayed in Cadillac and did this trip on the Pine River, and that was a absolute deluge. And it is...
I've done the canoe trip on the Pine.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in a canoe, and it's funny that you and I both have canoe stories, and it really starts coming down, it feels like that water starts to accumulate quickly, and then I'm like, and there's thunder and lightning, and I'm sitting in a metal boat in water.
Is this safe?
Yeah. When did this happen to you? 248-539-9797. A storm out of nowhere. Delayed last night's Tiger game. We go to Danny and Macomb. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, we were out at Crystal Bay a couple years back, and there was hundreds.
I'm sorry, where did you say you were?
Crystal Bay?
Crystal Bay.
Where's that?
Lake Erie. It's in Canada.
Okay.
Right on the border of Canada and Michigan.
Okay.
A lot of boaters go out there and throw the anchor. There's like hundreds of boats all year long.
All right, gotcha.
And someone said, hey, guys, a storm's coming. I've never been caught in the water, and we were on a 40-foot sea ray. So I go, you know, we got to be okay. But, man, you want the fear of God in you. That storm threw that 40-foot boat and every other boat in that bay like you're on a dinghy or on a canoe.
Really?
Women were crying. Kids were crying. I don't know that anyone got hurt. I don't know no one died, but I'm saying it came fast from everyone having a great time. Hang on, put your life jacket on, and you know, hang on for like 15 minutes.
That's I was about to say, how long did it last? And then was the fun over? Was everyone like, all right, let's just go home?
Oh, the fun was over because you just wanted to go kiss the ground on the dock. you're on Lake Erie. This isn't a small. You're on Lake Erie, so you're like in the ocean almost. And those waves, I'm telling you, were awful. The anchors didn't hold for anyone, for mostly anyone, and it was like bumper cars to the boats.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay. When did you get hit by a storm that came out of nowhere? Like what happened apparently last night, the Tiger-White Sox game, 248-539-9797. Gator, I got a question for you. Whether or not you've changed your habits, we'll get to that today at 11:30. Hey, school is back in session at Twin Peaks. You won't want to miss it. That's right. Your favorite Twin Peaks girls are back in your favorite costumes, serving up awesome drink specials today through Friday. And what a week to be hosting this party. You got your local baseball team in a fight for the division crown. You got preseason football. They're in the thick. We got in the thick of fantasy football draft party season. It's a dream cruise weekend, and you have a big fight doubleheader on Saturday. Why head to Twin Peaks for all the action? It's a no-brainer. Coldest draft beer in the state, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. Full bar serving up amazing craft cocktails featuring your favorite high-end bourbons and tequilas. A scratch kitchen pumping out your favorite like the house smoked ribs and brisket, hand cut and breaded order, boneless wings and tenders, and seared and smash burgers. And what brings it all together? It's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Tiger game last night. Storm came out of nowhere. At least it felt that way to the TV crew. That's the way it came across. And we've asked people, you know, have you ever been caught in a storm? A pop-up, didn't expect it. Holy cow, what is this storm? That rain was coming down hard and sideways. That does happen. But is it ever, where were you when you got caught in a storm like that? Didn't see it coming. Stacy in Commerce, you're on 97.1. Hello, Stacy.
Great show, guys. Thank you. I have two of them, which are equally terrifying. But the one that can be tracked, hot summer day, I took a client, my wife, up to the Renaissance Center when the restaurant used to spin around, right? Mm-hmm. So we're up there, beautiful view, the whole nine yards. And then as the restaurant turned to the east, the skies were like that greenish yellow, that really weird, like, that doesn't look good.
No.
And so we're sipping on our drinks, and then, you know, you can feel the tower kind of swinging. It's designed to move about 8 feet back and forth. This was, clearly something wasn't right. So we just said, hey, we don't feel comfortable. We're taking off. And so we get into the glass elevator. As the door's closing, my wife goes, you think we should be in a glass elevator? And then as the doors close, we start slowly going down. Then it goes on auxiliary power. And thousands upon thousands of one-inch hail balls start exploding on the glass. And all three of us are against the door. And it's taken us like 5 minutes to get all the way to the bottom. And it looked like you're in the inside of a washing machine. It sounded like a machine gun going off. So we find the door opens at the bottom. And there's water leaking through. And a guy with a radio goes, anybody up there? I'm like, we don't care, but we're out of here. We're going over to the Whitney. That thing's been there for 100 years. That was the day that the tornado went over that and hit Hamtramck. So that tornado brushed by that tower and went right down and obliterated Hamtramck.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a place you want to be.
That's harrowing.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Where were you when a storm came out of nowhere? Like the Tiger game last night, we asked about the radio call. Somebody was listening last night, said it was similar. Dan Dickerson went from, it's starting to rain quite hard. Oh, wow. They got to stop this, Bobby. Also, DD pointed out that the way the press box is set up there, that he and Bobby were getting drenched. TV crew said the same thing. They said the rain's coming in here. Now, I've only been in the press box in Chicago. I think I've only been there once. And it was years ago when it was like just known as New Comiskey. I mean, it's been a long time. And since then, it's been U.S. Cellular, and then it was Progressive Rate. And now I think it's technically just Rate Field. But anyway, and they were saying that they're going to move the play-by-play booth down the right field line. So you're sitting way down the right field line, you're not behind home plate.
Huh.
Yeah. But whatever, however they had it configured, there was precipitation coming in the booth. Dale is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dale.
Hi, this is Dale from Chesterfield.
All right.
Listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you, Dale.
I got married in 79, but before that I had my girlfriend out behind Strawberry Island fishing for pike in a 20-foot Crestliner with a cuddy cabin. And we noticed clouds coming in, and we looked out, and we turned on our battery-operated radio, and they said, tornado's coming. So I decided we're not going to outrun this thing, but we could see Selfridge being hit. And I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember when they came through and destroyed part of Selfridge. Anyways, we threw out three anchors off our nose, pulled up the engine, still broke a prop, got in on a cuddy cabin in the sleeping bags so we could be covered up. And I gave my wife one of my dad's books, and she threw it back at me. And I said, what the heck's going on? And she says, read it. It was shipwrecks at the Great Lakes.
You were... bunkering down in a boat during a storm, trying to ride it out, and you gave her a book called Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes to read?
Yes, and to this day, I didn't know my dad had the book in there, I swear. I keep telling her that, and she doesn't believe it.
She thinks you did it on purpose.
45 years.
You know? Well, you said girlfriend, and she now is your wife, so apparently she forgave you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just said she wouldn't get going about no war.
I'm glad you survived it. Don's in Plymouth. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So I'm going back probably 25, 30 years. I was at Cedar Point, and my daughter and her girlfriend were on one of the roller coasters. And my wife and I are sitting there just watching them. And all of a sudden, we hear people screaming. And my wife and I are like, okay, well, the ride isn't that bad. and all of a sudden, we turn around. There's a water spout coming in right off Lake Erie.
Wow.
And of course, everybody's running for cover. The people that actually work there are running all over the place. In fact, they left a lady on the Ferris wheel. I'm not sure what happened with that. I mean, I think she got off okay, but that must have been a scary situation. But so we're standing in a bathroom, right? People are just running for cover, you know, going into bathrooms. And I'm like, well, what if this thing hits the bathroom? You know, it's going to be a mess. So the next day, we're back home, and I'm actually painting. And my wife says that she... there was an actual story on the local Channel 2 about the water spout that was on Lake Erie. And they interviewed the park manager. And the park manager was there saying, well, everybody's trained and you know, they know exactly what to do in case of an emergency. And I'm like, what are you talking about? People were running for cover. Even the people that worked there were running for cover. And then I finally called up the local Channel 2 station. They actually came out to my...
Oh! Close! Close. I thought he was going to get there.
I thought he was, too.
I thought actually the story was done and then it resurfaced.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I'll just say this. Being on a roller coaster or Ferris wheel when a storm's rolling in,
hell no.
No thank you.
No.
And now that you mention it, I had a bit of a harrowing experience at one of those things when I was a kid. You know the double Ferris wheels? I was at the top of one of those when a storm was rolling in.
Mm-mm.
At Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, like when I was like 10. Freaked me out, but the storm never got there. You could just see it off in the distance. I can't imagine even being one of those things when a storm actually...
A water spout.
Yeah, that would be... That would really, really mess you up. Tom in Dearborn, what's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I was in Petoskey in Walloon when the ice storm hit in March.
Wow.
And we were at dinner. Lights flickered once. A gigantic explosion, and the whole town went black. And, you know, we may have had a couple road pops on our way going in there. And, we pulled up to a sheriff, and he's just like, guys, man, I might need one of them because it is going bad and getting worse.
Well,
it was ugly.
Well, the whole thing. I mean, the what happened after that was ugly. People said that when a couple days after the ice storm and all the branches started to break, it sounded like gunshots, and it was just constant because I don't know if I well because they were just so loud and so many road pop thing is. Bit of an aggressive move there with a cop, but anyway, one more on this. Eli in Waterford, you're on 97.1. Hi, Eli.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
So this one, Gator will know where I'm talking about. Das Lake Sandbar.
Yep.
Anyways, so I was out there with my brother-in-law and about six or seven other people. Summer day, joined the sandbar. A couple hours go by and I see that the sky is starting to turn a little dark. And I'm like, hey, you think we should head in? Well, of course, all the meteorologists on the water who have had some pops pull out their phones. Oh yeah, this is going to miss us. We'll be fine.
Right.
And I'm like, are you sure? Well, long story short, people start making their way in, but nope, the meteorologists on our boat are saying, no, we're going to be okay. Next thing you know, the sky opens up and it's not only rain, but it's hail.
Right.
So I'm underneath the pontoon because you can hear the hail pelting the boat. So everybody comes underneath there. Then my brother-in-law says, oh, we should try to make it in. Yeah, well, he lives over by Marsh Bank. So we were at the sandbar, and we had crossed the whole lake getting pelted by hail with towels.
Let me ask you, how long ago was this, Eli?
This was probably before COVID.
Okay. And was it by chance like a 4th of July type weekend?
Yes. Yes, yeah, it was.
I was there. I was on the lake that same day.
Were you?
Yeah. And we were on the south side of the lake hanging out. We had anchored, dropped the anchor in, and it was a nice sandy area over there, and we're enjoying it. We look over and we say, is that sky dark? Yeah, it's dark. Oh, we're fine. It looks like it's going to the west, right? And we're like, no, it's not really going to the west. And then we said, all right, let's get in the boat. Let's start head back. And it's going to take about 10 minutes to get there. And we get towards the marina. And just as we pulled in, that's when the rain really started to come down. The wind was something fierce. It was the second time I'd taken my boat out.
Really?
And somehow I docked it. Not in where I was supposed to, because I started to go in towards that part, and there were no there was a couple slips open, but I took one shot at getting it in that slip. I'm like, nope, not gonna happen. Pulled it out, went in somewhere else, put it in another slip, and fortunately I had a couple guys on board, but with me that helped me out to batten everything down. And then one of the guys who ran the marina comes out and goes, how did you get the boat over here? I'm like, well, I couldn't get it in over there, so I put it there. He goes, you have no idea how difficult it was for you to put it. It was more difficult than this one. I'm like, I don't know, man. We just got it in. But it was terrifying.
Moment to be proud of, by you.
Yeah, it was the first and last moment.
All right, Gator, big day today. I'm wondering if you're changing your habits. We will get to that today at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is it time for new garage doors? Maybe you just want to change the look, get something pretty out there, just maybe something to complement your house a little bit better. Or maybe your garage doors suck and you just need new garage doors. Only place to call, Precision Garage Door Service. I did this several years ago. The guys came out to my house, walked me through the entire process, showed me all the different options we had, and I picked out perfect garage doors for my house, and I couldn't be happier. But for you right now, sometimes you can get a garage door installed in as little as 24 hours because they've got a warehouse that is full of garage doors just waiting to be installed. So give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule an appointment online, and you can schedule at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule online at precisiondoormi.com.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Tonight there is a Powerball drawing for $501 million. Now, I am not, we've talked about these topics on the air actually quite a bit over the years, various lottos, Mega Millions, Powerball, scratch-offs, whatnot. And Scott, I guess the Mega Millions, correct me if I'm wrong, Kang, you help me out as well. Mega Millions went up to $5 per ticket in April?
Yes, right? April.
But is Powerball still $2 a ticket?
As of right now.
Is it? Okay. Gator, have you bought your Powerball tickets? $501 million.
Not yet. I did see that it jumped past that $500 million mark, which I expected because I saw that it was when I drove down to the Tigers game on Saturday, I saw that it was like $488 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So half a billion.
Yep.
Okay. You have my attention.
Okay. So after work... Is this one? Is this like a 7 o'clock draw or is this an 11 o'clock draw? Or do we know what time is this draw?
I think they're 11 o'clock.
Are they? Okay.
Not certain.
So are you going to get yourself some tickets?
I might.
Okay.
This is usually, like I said, around the time that you start to get my attention.
Okay. And Kang, what about you? How are you feeling about this? Are you jumping in at $501 million?
See, for the $2 one, I'm more likely to. It's the $5 one that I've held off on because I feel like those jackpots jump up quickly now, Gator, right? And otherwise, $500 million ain't what it used to be if it was a $5 a ticket. You know, it's, of course, it sounds crazy when I say that out loud.
It does sound crazy when you say it out loud. But you know I understand. What I'm talking about. I don't want to spend $5 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was willing to spend $20 on tickets and you get 10 of them.
Yes.
Great. 10 chances.
Cool.
But now four?
Yeah. It doesn't sound as good.
No, and I don't want to spend more.
Okay, so you're now Powerball only?
I guess.
I almost am exclusively. Yeah, until like the Mega gets like a billion, you know, then we
that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, exactly. Then we dip our toes in there.
Is Powerball the one that's at 500 now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only $2 per ticket.
Okay.
All right. So you're gonna jump in today after work, most likely?
I could see myself doing that.
All right. Kang, you as well?
Yeah, they have my attention.
All right. Okay, so we do this every once in a while. What would you buy if you win? I give you various things, and you tell me if this would be on your radar. I'll start with this. This isn't really a what would you buy. But if you win the Powerball, and we all agree, none of us are working anymore, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. You win the Powerball, you quit your job, your first vacation is to where?
Great question. Mm-hmm. I would probably do something low-key first.
Would you?
So maybe a golf trip with friends and just kind of spring it on them. They don't know, and we'll go out to Pebble Beach.
Okay.
I think
a golf trip to Pebble Beach that you're springing on your friends, I don't know if I'd describe that as low-key.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say something like, you know, Red Oaks.
I thought he was going to say, I'm just head up north.
Right.
What does he say? Right. I'm springing for my friends on a golf trip to Pebble Beach. You know, something low-key.
You know, something low-key. You're right.
I mean, putt-putt at C.J. Barrymore. Yeah.
I probably didn't phrase that correctly. But yes, I'd probably do.
Okay. Kang, what your first vacation would be?
Ooh, probably Hawaii.
All right. Just hop on a plane to Hawaii, huh?
First class, baby.
There you go.
It's a long trip, man.
All right, next.
How about a private jet?
I don't know, man. The smaller planes kind of scare me
All right, fair enough. I got you.
Private jet would be pretty expensive, though. The jet fuel, I mean, I'm not Floyd Mayweather, man, but I assume that's got
to
be.
I mean, after taxes and all this, you'd have close to $200 million.
I know. It's a big chunk, though, right off the bat.
You get
a private jet to Hawaii?
It's funny because I have no concept of how much a PJ would cost. Like, I'm completely...
Dude, that's a lot, I think.
I assume it's a lot.
I might just go to C.J. Barrymore's. About it.
Was it 50 grand, 100 grand, something like that?
All right, next question. Would you travel with the Tigers, go on a road trip to see them play at all in the end of this season?
Great question. So I'm looking at the schedule. Mm-hmm. I could see them play at Minnesota. You can go to at Oklahoma.
Yep.
Kansas City.
Yep.
New York.
Yep.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland and Boston. You know what I could see myself is I've never been to Boston to stay in Boston. I was there at the airport for like 20 minutes. But otherwise, I've never been to Boston. And I would like to see Fenway Park.
Okay.
And this way I could get those cool green monster seats.
Get wherever you want, dude.
Yeah. I'd probably go. I could see that at the end of the season.
Season finale series, you're in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. Kang, you?
Yeah, I'd definitely do Boston. I mean, there's something that could be on the line. The last series of the year, I haven't been to Fenway Park either, Gator. I mean, that's the perfect trip.
Plus, that Friday night game is an Apple TV game, so it's kind of like sticking it to Apple TV.
That you're just going to go?
I'm just going to go.
All right.
Here's a flex.
Rather than get Apple TV, he will go to Boston.
Well, the ironic part is I already have Apple TV.
All right. I think I know what you're going to say on this one, but what skill that you don't have would you take lessons from the best teacher to become a lead at? Spare no expense.
Okay, I know you're thinking I would say guitar lessons, but I can already do that with my good buddy.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, I can already do that with somebody.
You know Clapton?
I know him well. Yeah, we call him Garrett Clapton. Yes. but actually, it would be... And this is going to sound weird, and this is not something you're ready for.
Okay.
I would like to learn how to, like, build things using, like, saws and power tools and stuff like that to do, like furniture.
Okay.
I would like to learn from a specialist.
You're right. Yes. I did not expect
no,
that.
Like trade work.
Yeah, like.
But learn actual, specifically building furniture?
Yeah, I think so. Like, wood furniture. So, like... Ben Napier, who down in Mississippi on the HGTV show Hometown, like to learn from Ben.
I think
he's fantastic what he does.
Kang, you spare no expense, get an expert to teach you how to be great at something. What would it be?
Crypto. I don't understand it, and I feel like I might need to here, especially if I'm have all this money.
I don't play.
Maybe not something volatile like that.
Hey, man, you don't. You don't know.
Boomer, it's boomer bust.
I don't buy tickets.
I need to know about it. I'm not saying I'm investing.
You just want to know. Okay. Just want to learn
what's going on.
Okay,
man.
That's fair.
You know what it sounds like? You want to know so you can play defense. Like, make sure that you don't get rooked on any deal.
I just need to know more about it, you know?
All right. I don't buy tickets, so I don't play along. But I will say, if I did, it'd be surfing. I'd like to get the perfect beach for a beginner with the expert, the perfect gear for a beginner, and then work my way up. All right, final one. Lions at Green Bay to open the NFL season. Would you be in a suite in Lambeau Field with your crew if you win the Powerball tonight?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, my cousins are out there, so I could take some family and go out there, yeah.
And you've never been to Lambeau, have you?
I have not. I'm still thinking of going this year.
Oh, you're thinking of going to this game September 7th?
I am.
Nice.
Question is, will I be in a suite? Or
you've got a shot.
Or the press box.
Yep. Can you?
Yeah, that sounds fun. I've never been to Lambeau as well. And what better way to do it, right, than in style?
There you go.
And then when the Lions are good, too.
Would you buy another edition here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket? Coming up, got a lot of feedback coming in on our Tigers. Oh, won last night, 2-1. Yeah, they won. Not by enough, according to some people. We will get to that today at 11:48. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They are the specialists in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize. They focus on many different areas of the law. Michigan Auto Law has had the largest auto accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Same thing with truck accident settlements, the largest of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Michigan Auto has also been nationally recognized for winning truck accident cases. The Michigan Auto Law Board is certified in truck accident law. They have the only Michigan lawyer voted into the Truck Accident Lawyer Hall of Fame. Michigan Auto Law has also taught over 300 truck accident legal seminars in 26 states. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. All right, all kinds of stuff coming in here to our studios. Thanks for all your texts, your tweets, your posts on YouTube and Twitch, and a lot of it coming in on Powerball here. Although let's get to this. We'll save the story. Let's shelve the story. Kenny's got another great story we got to tell next hour. From Scott in Carlton, if I win the Powerball, I'm going to pay for Gators kids' college education.
You take care of those rabbits in the backyard? So I don't have to.
Gators made the very generous offer of telling both Kang and I that if he wins the Powerball, he's going to pay for our kids' college education.
That's right.
Gator, you owe Scott and Carlton, man.
Yeah.
Well, his is, come on. A little bit more distant.
Yeah, you don't have kids.
Wait,
come on. That's ridiculous.
His is, come on.
His is, come on. I don't even have kids. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Kids, that's just, man, ridiculous. Okay.
Phil and Ipsy says, hey guys, Phil, if I were to win, my first trip I would take with my wife would be to Portugal, which is her dream vacation. Help out family and friends, of course, and then do the golf trip that Gator talked about, which would be heaven to me. I'd also get a larger pontoon and hang out on Ford Lake all day, enjoying the sunshine and the sunshine end of my retirement. Jay May says, first vacation, Hilton Head, South Carolina, golf and beaches. Then I would go to Kansas City, Miami, New York, and Boston to see the Tigers. I would take golf lessons, and I would be in a suite in Green Bay.
You'd have to time it right for Hilton Head, right? Because isn't it like ungodly hot and humid at this time of the year?
I don't know. Not sure. What else do we have here? My special skill, I'd become a freaking ninja if I won the Powerball. So you would go all in on... Would that be just like martial arts lessons or?
Well, ninja specifically, he said. Doug.
What specifically is a ninja?
He'd probably have to kill you if he told you.
I was going to say, yeah. You won't know until it's over.
Yep, exactly. It's too late.
Yeah.
That sucks for me.
Yeah.
Maybe you meant Ninja Warrior. I don't know. Maybe he's a CrossFit guy.
All right, so I also mentioned that there was a bunch of Tiger feedback coming in. Let's see. What do we got here? I think what frustrates me is the amount of time the Tigers have two hits going into the seventh or eighth inning. In the first half, the starters bailed them out. Now it's getting tougher. Seems like my Scooble and a prayer. Paddock has two good starts, notwithstanding. That's from Doug in Rochester. This person says, I agree with the last caller, and I think that was Paul who called earlier and said people need to chill out. It's the long baseball seasons are long. Stuff like this happens. Winning by one run is not the end of the world, and the way people are reacting is they're freaking out, and they still are in a really good spot. This guy writes, I agree with the last caller, but the one-run wins are concerning. If they were to lose all those games, all of the one-run games, they'd be 52-68, a.k.a. one spot above the White Sox.
I'm sorry, what was that? If they lose all the one-run games?
If they lost every one-run game they won, they'd be one of the worst teams in baseball.
Okay.
So?
So if they lost every game.
Every one-run game. I mean, can we do that to all the good teams in baseball?
What is that?
The Tigers haven't even played an extreme amount of one-run games, I don't think. The Tigers their record in one-run games is 17-8, okay? So they've played 25 one-run games. They've won 17 of them. The Blue Jays have played 33 of them and won 19. Hang another 19 losses on the Blue Jays. They are 50-69. Okay, so you literally took something. What about Milwaukee? The best team in the American League. You took something. The best team in American League would also be one of the worst teams in baseball. Realize what you've done. You've taken a whole bunch of wins and just converted them to losses for no apparent reason.
So the Brewers have 6 one-run wins in the second half.
They have 23 on the season. So take away 23 wins from the Brewers total. That is 71, 61, 51. They have 51 wins.
Yeah,
and you add 23 losses. They're 47, 57, 60. They become 51-67.
Terrible.
Is this really an argument? So all the good teams, if you take away a whole bunch of their wins, you know what they are? They're a bad team. This would be true of everybody.
I saw a headline today. I almost, you know, sometimes I put like no kidding headlines on the show sheet.
Yeah.
One today, and I'm going to paraphrase, was people that have fewer health issues live longer. I was like, are you kidding me?
What was it? Extensive drinking leads to unwanted pregnancies.
Right. Yeah. That was the other one I said. Right. Yeah.
Leads to unwanted all kinds of stuff. I just bought a what? Anyway, here's more. What I'd like to see are the Tigers start winning with their pitching and hitting coinciding with each other. When the Tigers score runs and the pitchers give up runs, and when the pitching is great, the hitters are sleeping. Okay, so you just basically wanted to blow everybody out, right? Every game to be a blowout. That's not how baseball works.
And you have one-run games sometimes.
The crazy thing about this Tiger team is they haven't. I don't think there has been too many stretches where they were hitting on all cylinders, and they were still winning games. But you want to blow everybody out.
The headline I saw was, study, people who live to age 100 suffer fewer illnesses over their lives.
Oh, no kidding, right?
Thanks.
From Roy in Clarkston, a win is a win, and this crappy Sox team did beat the Gribe on Sunday. Wins are not given, so enjoy them.
Thank you.
Don't care how the slightest we get there, just win the damn division, and let's go from there. Get hot in the tournament. So we did this because, you know, we took a bunch of texts early in the show where people were complaining it was only a one-run win last night. Let's face it. It was not a great offensive performance, and there were a ton of strikeouts, a ton of empty at-bats. They weren't moving runners over. They weren't doing the stuff that they, when they're at their best, they're not a team that's going to bomb 5 home runs a game. but they are a team that has had pretty good success this season with productive at-bats, moving some runners over, going from first to third. Last night, there wasn't a whole lot of that. I mean, they strike out too much probably as a team. But hey, by the way, Riley Green. Is Riley Green getting back to form? Not every at-bat was a thing of beauty, but he went for a stretch there where a double seemed completely out of the question.
Yeah, he was 4 of 10 over the weekend and had a hit last night, struck out once last night, but had the hit. They're still using him against left-handed pitching, so hopefully he's breaking out of it, feel more comfortable with him there.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's there was a stretch there where a hit would stun people. And so, you know, this recent stretch, it's too early to say he's completely broken out of it, but if this is who he's going to be, then he is completely broken out of it. But that'll be shown over the course of time. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, Dan Campbell spoke with the media yesterday. We didn't get a chance to hear it because we were out at Allen Park. We didn't have a chance to watch a ton of practice, but it was, you know, because where we are and where we're broadcasting from, it's not, you know, we've got a job to do, and so you can't really focus in on what you're seeing. But we will be there over the next 2 days for joint practices, and I really want to make an effort. You value joint practices more than you do preseason games, and it makes sense because you're going to see a lot more of the starters. Dan Campbell yesterday talked about the value of what they hope to get out of these joint practices with Miami. You will hear that next hour, along with his evaluation of the two backup quarterbacks, where he stands with them. Also, Kang's got another elite story.
Amazing.
This might be the all-timer when it comes to the category. We'll get to that today at 12:02. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket anywhere in the United States.
Even Pensacola.
Scott Anderson. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birch Kid and Evan are responsible for all the great content. Stream with video, youtube.com, twitch.tv. If you are on those websites, you can see the show. You can also participate in the streaming chat. Check it all out. Ways to take in the station here. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.